Well, despite years of signals or predictions that we were headed towards a mass adoption of electric vehicles, what we're seeing is automakers and suppliers still very much heavily investing in ICE technology and blending in some new age technology and well. And all of this is in an effort to help extend your car's life, whether that's through artificial intelligence or different thermal advances. It's very fascinating. It's the topic for mobility makers this morning. And Richard Truitt, the engineering and technology reporter at the Automotive News, joins us to break it down. Richard, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about what exactly is going on here, because there has been a bit of a shift away from electric vehicles, not totally, but from the big three, for example. They've pulled back the reins. And so that means they still are producing, highly sought after vehicles that have internal combustion engines. How are they mixing in some of the new technology with the old?
Well, I tell you, you would think that after about 135 years or so that there wouldn't be very much they could do to the traditional gasoline engine, but that's completely wrong, because not only are Stellantis and Ford and GM and others making the engine more efficient, but the supplier community is really stepping up with some really cool technology. The big focus is on what they call thermal efficiency. About a third of the energy in gasoline is actually used to turn the wheels of the car. The rest is wasted out the exhaust pipe and lost in friction inside the engine. And suppliers and automakers are working to capture more of that energy. So I think that's where the big focus is.
Richard, when we hear that engineers are using AI to make, these engines more durable, what does that actually mean? I mean, is AI designing better engines?
Well, it can help engineers design better engines, but it's also, and this might be the most important thing, it's also teaching engineers how to test engines in different ways. And I think that the testing of engines is really important, because how they perform under duress at different temperatures with different fuels, all these learnings can come together in ways that would have taken maybe years before. Can happen really quickly now.
Which one do you think the automakers and suppliers are signaling could be the biggest change, the most impactful change for them?
Well, I tell you what, we in Detroit, we do a lot of griping about the Chinese auto industry, but let's just step back a second and take a look at one thing. Yes, the Chinese auto industry has a lot of government help, whether we like that or not, they do. But on the other hand, these are smart, motivated people and really good engineers, and they should be, because guess what? We taught them what they know. Jeep was one of the first automakers in China in the 1980s, and they went to school on the best engineers in the world, ours. They are doing some really cool stuff. Now, there's a company over there called Geely, which owns Volvo and Polestar and Lotus and some other automakers, and they have created a gasoline engine that is about 50% thermally efficient. The average engine today is maybe in the 30s. We're seeing Stellantis do some really cool stuff. They have an engine out now called the Hurricane 4, which is in the Jeep Grand Cherokee, that uses Formula One racing technology and makes the four-cylinder engine makes 324 horsepower. Think about that. The Hemi engine, when it came out a few years ago, made roughly that same amount of engine. That was a V8. Now we're getting that kind of power out of a four-cylinder.
Richard, just for the average driver who's planning to keep a vehicle, let's say 10, 15 years, could these engineering advances kind of translate into fewer repairs and lower maintenance costs?
Well, I wish that were the case, but you really picked on a sensitive topic, because yes, technology is advancing, but is reliability advancing along with it? And I have to say at this point, no, it's not. And it might not have to do with technology, but more to do with automakers using parts that might get them through the warranty period, but not much past that. And I'm talking about plastic engine parts in cooling systems and things like that, timing chains. No, I think the automakers could do a lot better job of building engines that are more durable.
Really interesting. Fascinating to see what these companies are doing now. We appreciate your time. Richard Truitt, thank you. We'll talk soon.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, great piece in the automotive news.
Wow. I tell you, man, you know, technology is something. But, you know, look down the road, man, one day, and, you know, these AI, you know, AI could tell you when a part's going to maybe
fail
or something before it fails.
When it's weakening.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something else. I mean, I think most people are keeping their cars as long as they can now. And now probably more than ever.
Yes.
Because the cost of cars are more expensive now than they ever have been. And so, you know, trying to keep up with the maintenance. I mean, Brian will tell you after all this time on the car show, right? It's like, just do your regular maintenance and the rest of your car will hold up. The longevity will be there.
Correct. We've had
am I crazy?
No, you're correct.
I didn't think Brian wanted to talk to us this morning. I was offended.
Jason, shut my microphone off. I'm taking that as personally. Uh-huh. No, we've had people on the car show that have over 1,000,000 miles on their car, and it's just from doing maintenance.
It's just from like
change the oil, check the tires, make sure all the fluids are good, check your battery.
You know, and
it's all basic, simple stuff.
You know.
Now, it's all stuff everybody hates to do.
Of course.
Yeah.
You wait to the last minute like some people that I won't discuss.
Yep.
That's why you pay somebody to do it.
I thought this was a safe space.
Everybody's coming at him. Everybody's coming.
But no, I mean, I think that's the thing here is, how do you keep your vehicle longer?
Yeah.
Right.
What do you have to do to keep this thing going as long as possible?
We're also like finding out that more people are repairing their own cars to save that money, too.
Kind of like what you do for yourself.
Yeah, I don't do that.
You know.
Yeah, like I don't need lettuce anymore.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, self-care.
No, Bryce.
Self-care. Self-care is not eating lettuce in 2026. 7 o'clock hour coming up. It's JR Morning.